The following is a presentation of WYM, Westminster Youth Ministry. In this series, we are looking at prayer, asking questions like, what is prayer? What isn't prayer? And how did Jesus teach us to pray? We hope you find it helpful.
Let's read Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to look at how Jesus describes what prayer is not. So tonight we're going to focus on how not to pray. Because it's easy for us to look at how we should pray, but it's also good for us to recognize ways that Jesus teaches us how not to pray. So let's read Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. Can I get a volunteer who would like to?
Gideon volunteering.
There you go. Right up here.
All right.
5 through 8.
And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then. Oh, wait, that's... Yeah,
thank you. All right, we went through and we made a list of things that prayer is. We made a list of things that prayer isn't. What does Jesus do first before he teaches his disciples how to pray? He tells them how not to pray. He gives them some examples
of what they're not to do.
And what is he teaching them not to do here?
Be like the Gentiles.
Don't use it as an opportunity to show off how holy. Don't be so frantic.
Okay, so he's saying don't use your prayer as an opportunity to elevate yourself above
that
others.
Means when he's saying, like, go to your room and, like, shut the door.
Yeah,
like,
so...
Make it
so
a very private and sacred thing.
Yeah, yes. Prayer can be public, but the types of prayers that he's speaking against here are those that are being done by the Pharisees where they're doing it in front of all the people. And they're doing it... Yeah, and they're doing it in a way that's drawing attention to who?
Themselves.
Okay, so they would often go into the marketplaces, they would often go into the synagogues, and it would almost be like they're standing up there praying, like, going, doing their thing, and then they're like looking around, making sure everybody's looking at them, and they keep praying. They're drawing attention to themselves. The Pharisees were always known for doing this. So why do you think Jesus is going after them in this way? What is he desiring to see out of our prayers?
Sincerity.
Okay, sincerity.
Speak words. That's exactly what says not to
you. Come on, Mike.
What does Jesus want from us when we communicate, when we seek counsel?
Honest truth.
He wants us to come in an honest way. He wants to come in a truthful way. He wants us to be genuine. Okay, who here likes, I don't know if this is a word, disgenuine people? Mike is all over it.
I mean, I like yourself.
We've all got those people in our lives who are one person around us and they're a different person around others. And that can be frustrating. That can be hard to deal with. Jesus wants us to be authentic and genuine with our prayers. And that's why he starts there. A couple things here. He says prayer is not performance. Let's look at verse 5. When he says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogue and on the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. These typical people Jesus is talking about, they're the Pharisees. They love to pray. They love to do it in front of people. They love to draw attention to themselves. Now, what was their heart behind that? Why did they do it in such a public
manner? To enjoy attention.
Yeah, because and you said it earlier. They wanted to appear more holy than others. They wanted to appear like they had it all put together, like their lives were better, and they could compare themselves to others and say, man, my prayers are so good that I can say all these big words and sound really good, but inside my heart it has not been changed. And that's what Jesus is warning us against. And this can be a temptation for us. Now, we may not be standing on the street corners praying big lofty prayers, but what
dressed as Moses.
So what? There is that guy that dresses like Moses and walks around downtown Bryan. It's rather strange. He has a staff and everything. It's crazy. But anyways, back to the question. What are ways that we can fall into this temptation? Because we can. Maybe not in such extreme ways as the Pharisees. But what are ways that we can fall? Lexi?
Maybe you want people to, like, talk about you.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe you have this desire, like, when you pray, you want people to be like, man, they're really good at praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else?
I think, like, relating back to Alexis is, like, in Bible study, especially when we're praying as a group, when it comes to, like, my turn to pray for the person I was assigned to,
mm-hmm.
I want to use bigger words because I feel like it's, like, gives my prayer a little extra push.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we think maybe if we use... Sorry, I shouldn't get you an iPhone.
Makes my prayer a little more special.
Yeah, sometimes we feel like if we use bigger words, like our prayers are more effectual. Like they have more oomph behind them. They mean more to God, which is not true. But sometimes we feel that way. What else? What are some other ways that we do this? Like you, like, kind of raise your hand.
I mean, we try to praise ourselves in a way instead of praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
bad. Okay. Yeah, we can use it as a way to draw attention to ourselves by the way we speak. How about this? Have y'all ever heard people pray in a way that was more like gossip than it was an actual prayer?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Lord, please watch over this person because they're going through this. And they just got caught doing this and struggling with this. That's not a good way to pray because it's not an honoring way to pray. And the Lord wants us to do it in a certain way. Yes?
Would it be okay if it, like, requested that prayer,
yeah.
but, like, you know, you prayed to it, like, with your, like, self or with that person instead of, like, other people? Like,
yeah,
so
I think that's
like,
fine.
Like,
yeah, there's a difference between having someone tell you, yeah, please be praying for me in this.
Okay.
And then there's a difference between that and announcing it to a group of people.
Yeah.
And that's how they find out. Like, that's different.
You want to do it out of love? It's like you genuinely care about the person.
Yes. Yeah. He says in verse 5, truly I say to you, they have received their reward. What was their reward?
That self-righteous.
Yeah, the self-righteous
glory.
Attitude. They receive praise and glory to themselves. And that may have felt good for a short time, but it's a temporal thing. And I don't think we need to downplay the temptation that we can face in this area, because a lot of times we can. What does Jesus say in verse 6? He says, your Father, what?
Who sees in secret will reward you.
So what is the reward for praying in a righteous way?
God will actually listen.
What do you think? It says God will see. What does that mean?
Well, he always listens.
Okay, goodness, sorry.
You think it brings glory to him when we do it in that way? Okay, yeah. He sees that. He knows that. And when he looks upon us praying in a way that's good and righteous, then he's receiving the glory.
Makes him feel good about his chosen people.
Yeah, it brings him honor, it brings him glory, and it brings him joy. That his people are doing it in a certain way. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a benefit that we have. The Lord sees how we pray, and he draws close to us when we do it in an honoring way. Now, notice what else prayer is not. It says in verse 7. Somebody read that.
And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
For they think that they will be heard for their many words.
What do you think he's talking about when he talks about empty phrases or
the fluff?
Okay, well, define fluff.
The stuff in the prayer like no one can understand.
Okay.
It's like
the stuff in the prayer no one can understand.
It's like when I go to write a paper. If I need more words,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take words like and write in addition to make it longer.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When you're writing a paper and you have a line that's almost to the end of the line, you add like one or two words so it moves it to the next.
You change the font size
of
the periods.
Or you like
I already what I need.
All right, we digress. Let's zoom back in. So. The lofty phrases, the empty words, it's fluff. It's the useless parts of our prayers. What would be a useless part of our prayer? Okay, I see what you're saying. If you're using it in a way that's almost mocking or just flippant, I get it. Okay, what? Let me ask you this. Is it wrong to use big words in prayer?
No.
Okay.
If it's used in the right way and not like for self-benefit.
Okay, yeah, because I think sometimes we like to make our prayers sound more holy. We're just like the Pharisees in some ways. We can do that. And one of the ways that we can do that is by using big words like righteousness,
vigorously.
Justification, vigorously, juxtaposition, okay? We can throw in lots of big words. We can use lots of like, all right. Yeah.
Like a lot of times we say, like, thank you for our food, please help every day, blah, blah, blah. And I think it's kind of something you say. And I think and in my mind, it's a lot of times that for me feels like fluff because you don't really mean it. You know, it's more just like you're just saying it.
Yeah. And that, I think he's speaking to that here, too. So I think he's speaking not only to the Pharisees using all the big holy words to make themselves look good, but the things that they're saying don't have any meaning behind them. It's just routine. It's fluff. It's wasted words. They're saying all these good things, which may be biblically true, but it has not changed their hearts at all. Because what are they doing? They're still seeking attention to themselves. We have to train ourselves to avoid doing that.
Yep.
Because we can do that quite often. When I grew up, I had the prayer, God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. By His hands, we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. I said that hundreds of times.
At some point,
it didn't mean anything to me. It was just something that we said before we ate. As I've grown in my faith, I've learned to take prayer and use it in a different way. It's not just something I say. It's something that I enjoy and I want to do. It's a way for me to talk with God, to communicate, to seek His counsel, to honor and praise Him, taking God into my heart. Like all those good things about prayers is something I do now. But a lot of times we just pray and we just kind of mumble on a little bit and we can get to the end of a prayer and not have any clue what we said. Okay, have y'all ever spoken to somebody about something? You're having a conversation and then like 5 minutes later you're like, what did I even say to that person? Okay? Like you don't even remember what you said because you're just talking. Okay? What does that say about our communication? Yeah, it's not good. We're worried about just getting words out and not really worried about listening and understanding. What Jesus wants us to do, and this is a very famous passage, He wants the overflow of our hearts to come out of our mouths. With our prayers, that means what Jesus has done for us, His sacrifice, His love for us, should come out in the way that we pray. That doesn't mean that you're going to be a 10 out of 10 on your prayers all the time. Doesn't mean people are going to look at you and be like, man, Hannah's the best prayer in the room.
Yeah.
We should have her pray every time. What it should do is it should cause us to look inwardly and say, this is how the Lord has changed my heart. Here's how I can talk to Him. Here's how I can communicate with Him. Here's how I can seek His counsel in this particular area that I'm struggling with. Sometimes we have to pray in order to pray. Like we need to really teach ourselves how we're to be praying. And we need to use words rightly. Jesus, again, talked about the empty phrases or many words. We need to address those temptations that we have, the temptation to make ourselves appear better than others. Again, we can be a lot like the Pharisees in a lot of ways. Again, not as public and extreme as them, but a lot of ways we can seek that attention. What are ways that we can honor God through our prayer? Let's focus more on this list right here, a little bit more deep. What are simple things that we can do as we're praying to remind ourselves of why we're doing it and why it's important? Let me throw this out. What's the importance of titles?
You mean sort of a concept of what you're doing?
Titles like of a book or like doctor?
Yes.
That's not helpful.
I mean, it's a way we...
It's an identifier.
Okay, it's an identifier. How can identifiers help us in prayer?
Who
we're talking to. Okay. Give me an example.
Shows reverence. We're talking to God, so... God is
Lovely.
God.
It's a way of praising.
Yeah, it's a way of praising. It's a way of giving us an object of our prayers, giving us an object of our affection and our thanks. When we use God's titles in our prayers, what does it do?
It brings
Him glory. It brings Him exactly what He deserves. So when we use the term God in our prayers, when we pray to God, what does that communicate to us?
That we are not God.
Okay, we are not God.
We are much
less. He's very powerful.
Okay, He's very powerful. We need Him. He is holy and we are not. He is a deity. He's very different than us. And we need Him. If we address Him as our Creator, a lot of times we say, Creator God, thank You for all that You've given to us. What does that communicate to us? What does that remind us of?
He's created everything.
How we're here. What happened.
Yeah, about how he's worked through time. Or a lot of other things going on. When we address Him as Creator, what does that remind us of?
Powerful.
He's powerful, okay? He's in control. Okay. He's sovereign. He has provided, not only for us, but for all of time. What about the title Lord? What does Lord communicate?
King.
Okay, King, ruler. If we address God as Lord, what is that? What are we doing? We're showing respect.
Honoring.
We're saying, You are Lord of my life. Even though I want to be Lord of my life, You are actually the Lord of my life. And I praise You for it. Even when we think about the titles that we use, the words that we say, that brings glory to God. He doesn't want us to just spew out a bunch of words. He wants us to think about it. He wants us to address Him in right ways. Let me close with this. A really smart guy by the name of Joel Beakey, he writes lots of books, and he says this about prayer. He says, every piece of the Christian warfare is vain without prayer. Prayer is critical because of every piece of Christian armor is useless without it. Prayer is like oil. Just as every part of an engine is useless without oil, so every part of a Christian warfare is vain without prayer. Fighting Satan without prayer is like David fighting Goliath in Saul's armor. The armor doesn't fit. It's ineffective against the blows of the enemy. If we don't bask our lives in prayer, if we just kind of coast throughout our day and we don't seek God's counsel, we don't want to communicate with Him, we don't really want to honor and praise Him, what we're doing is we're fighting a losing battle. And Jesus wants us to come to Him. That doesn't mean you're going to be like this super spiritual prayer warrior. When you can like arrive at this point where like all you do is pray all the time. That's not what I think we're getting at. But what I want you to understand is that we need prayer. Okay? The prayer is our best spiritual weapon. If we are trying to fight against our temptations, our sins that we all struggle with, they're different for all of us. If we don't go to the Lord in prayer and ask for His help, it's like running into a battlefield with a tank top and shorts and flip flops and a cheeseburger in your hand, okay?
Useless.
You wouldn't stand a chance, okay? Prayer should be like oil to an engine. The oil to the engine of our hearts, oil to the engine of our souls. And Jesus gives us a great example of how we're not to pray here. And I hope that that's helpful as we think about what prayer should and shouldn't be. We're going to spend the next 2 weeks looking at what our prayer should look like. We're going to look at the more positive aspects of it. But I just want you to remember and think about the things that come out of our mouths during our prayers should never be empty. They should always have meaning. Even if your prayers are short, but they're good and they're holy, that's what God wants. Your prayers don't have to be really long. They don't have to be super spiritual or super theological. If you're bringing glory to God and you address Him with those titles in prayer, I try to use a couple every time I pray just because it reminds me of who I'm talking to. It gives me, again, that object of my affection. That's what prayer is not. Let me pray for us.
Whoa.
And then we can go play some dodgeball. You ever go play dodgeball?
Yay.
Let me pray for us.
Help.
Heavenly Father, we do thank You for this evening. We thank You that You have given us an opportunity to be here. You've given us a church that desires to teach and to grow its people for Your glory. We do ask that even as we spend time over the next couple weeks looking at how we are to pray, or that You would teach us, that You would watch over us, and You would help us to leave here better than we came. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope this has been helpful for you. and keep an eye out for new audio upcoming from WYM.